In specialty crop news, researchers have reported that pest management has and will become more challenging due to warmer temperatures from climate change. Pests are showing up earlier in the season, producing more generations and infesting new areas that they've never been before. UC Riverside entomology professor John Trumbull says one insect in particular that's been introduced before but has never lasted is now sticking around.
Absolutely. We're seeing tomato psyllid move in. In the last 100 years, it's been introduced about 3 times. It lasts 6 months to a year and then disappears. Now it's overwintering as far north as Washington, and so it's huge. The losses in potatoes have been fairly substantial around the country. It transmits a pathogen that causes the potato plants to put up sugar instead of starch, and when you fry the tuber, you end up with burnt sugar instead of a nice potato chip. It's too bad because it looks great. I mean, it looks like something that you'd want to sell. It's pretty neat. Doesn't taste right.
Trumbull added that climate change is altering how plants behave, and they're starting to show up in other areas.
But insects are doing the same thing. Lots and lots of species are moving. With every 2 degrees Fahrenheit change, we see about a 200 kilometer northward movement. And so we're seeing all kinds of interesting new insects. In some ways, it's job security for the next group of entomologists that come in. For me, it's a little frustrating because I finally get an IPM program in place, working. The growers are using it, and then there's a new pest. That's happening over and over again.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.